and of course the sweet sounds of Lindsay Carr. Good morning, Lindsay.
Oh, good morning, Mark. That was a nice, another nice intro. Thank you for that.
Well, I keep getting told one of my biggest flaws is I'm too nice and honest. They're my biggest flaws, and
Who told you that?
People, and I've used both of them on you this morning. Look, you have redeemed yourself. You normally send through your list of events on what, Tuesday or Wednesday. You hadn't done it till half an hour ago, so.
Yeah, well, I simply forgot. Sorry about that, but I came prepared. I'm sorry about that. Okay. Yes, yes.
Well, pick up your game for next week.
Yeah, I certainly will. Yes, otherwise I'll be what? Either out or not getting as much money.
Something like that. Alrighty, there is a lot of things happening this week and a bit of theatre happening at Lambton.
Yes, at the Newcastle Theatre Company at Lambton, it's Relative Values, which is Noel Coward's 1951 comedy of manners and snobbery, naturally, being coward, about the culture clash between Hollywood and the English aristocracy. And you'll need to book for this one because it's proving to be quite popular. The season finishes next weekend. Relative Values at Lambton.
Manners and snobbery.
Oh, yes. Oh, coward. Oh, yes. My word. Oh, yes. Yes. Bit of wit, bit of elegance.
And the art gallery is also, the Newcastle Art Gallery, I should say, have got an event happening too.
It's called Painting Memory. It's 36 popular paintings from the gallery's collection, including works by Margaret Olley, Sidney Nolan and Brett Whiteley. And there's information about the artists and the history of the paintings and of their acquisition by the gallery. Also, Lloyd Rees, Russell Drysdale, Grace Cossington-Smith, and it's free. So it's running until early next year.
And also comes at the right price.
It certainly does. Yes, that's right. Yeah.
Good stuff. And for those who love a little bit of a sing-song, Adamstown Uniting Church may be the place to go.
It certainly will be. A community sing-along. Sing-along to the shows. It's a celebration of springtime with sing-along songs which have a theme of flowers, such as Daisy, Edelweiss, Tiptoe Through the Tulips, so you have to make sure you're in fine voice tomorrow.
Now, can you sing a little bit of one of those songs? Don't care which one.
No, not really. Why ask me?
I know you can.
No, I can't. No, not at all. Why would you think I can?
Well, you're a theatre man.
No, I can't sing. How about
rubbish.
You're a radio man, so
I can't
you should sing.
Yeah.
No? So you don't want to sing any of these?
No, I wanted you to.
Oh, no, I can't do that. No,
you never play along with any of our little games here, do you?
Sometimes.
No, you don't.
Anyway, all the words will be provided tomorrow, so there's no excuse for not singing along.
That's what it was. I didn't provide the lyrics.
That's what it is. Local theatre performers will lead the singing. I need someone to lead me. And Philip Sketchley will play the piano, and they'll throw in afternoon tea. Well, not throw it in, but you know what I mean. Yes.
It'll be there. It'll be there. Okay, there, yes. Boomerang Park in the Terrace has got a bit of illumination happening this
weekend.
Yes,
Raymond Terrace, Illuminate Boomerang Park. It's a festival to celebrate the area's history and to light its way for the future. You got a lantern parade.
Did you just say light its way to the future?
Well, that's what it says in the notes I had. Oh. Yes, I didn't make that up. That's what it's doing.
And who prepared those notes? You did.
Well, I'm not sure. I just took them down. That's what it is. That's okay. What it's all about, you see? Okay. You get a lantern parade, naturally, to light the way into the future. Mm. Circus performers, a sound and light display, and shadow puppetry. And it all finishes with fireworks. Illuminate Boomerang Park tomorrow afternoon and evening at Raymond Terrace.
Nothing like a bit of shadow puppetry.
Oh, yes, my word, yes. Mm. No strings attached.
No, not at all. We are going to finish with some more art.
Art Bazaar this Sunday in Lambton Park. More than 50 stalls with an array of original and quality handmade products from the artisans of the Hunter Arts Network. Food stalls, live music, and you can experience also the ancient practice of labyrinth walking. You know what that is?
I'm happy for you to tell me.
It encourages meditation and harmony while following a specially constructed path or pattern. And it helps to solve your troubles. So, for example, if you were a bit troubled as to what to get me for Christmas, you could do a bit of labyrinth walking, a bit of meditating and cogitating, and at the end of it, you would have the answer.
I already know what I'm getting you for Christmas, Lindsay.
Oh, you do? Because I haven't given you my list yet.
No, I'm giving you the week off. You don't have to come in that
way. Yeah,
do you like that?
It's something to take home with me.
Well, you don't have to leave the homestead. You can stay home.
Oh, okay. Fine.
Until next week.
Nice.
Oh, no, come on. Look, that's Lindsay Carr. You know him, you love him. And just a reminder, if you'd like to find out a little bit more in detail, head to 2NURFM.com and find the Arts News page, and you'll find a nice picture of Lindsay with a big smile.
Yes. Thank you, Mark.
All right, that's Lindsay Carr. We'll catch him next week at 2NURFM 103.7. Good morning.